Many other colleges and universities in Katrina's path shut down for a few days and now plan to reopen their classrooms this coming week. Some will take students from schools that will remain closed for months, such as Tulane. David Stearns is Associate Vice President for Enrollment Services at the University of South Alabama in Mobile. In a phone conversation yesterday, he told us about the situation on campus there.
We are preparing to reopen for classes on Tuesday, September the 6th. We had planned to open on Thursday, but due to the shortage of gasoline, we felt that that would put a lot of stress and strain on our faculty and our staff and students. We think by the end of this coming week that the gasoline situation will be abated. We're beginning to see a sense of normalcy returning to the area.
How big is the student body?
We have over 13,000 students at the University of South Alabama.
And school had already started?
Yes, we had just finished the first week of classes.
Are you getting calls from students at schools in New Orleans and elsewhere?
We've had a considerable number of calls from those students who have been displaced by Hurricane Katrina. The university will be having a special advising and registration day on Tuesday to see how we can accommodate those students who want to attend fall classes. The president has asked the deans to reevaluate classes and see where we can open up classes and allow students to register for those classes.
What are the schools that you're getting calls from?
Tulane, UNO, Dillard, Xavier, just about all of the schools that have been impacted.
Now, will they be treated as students as your school, or would they be considered temporary?
Well, what we're going to do, the initial planning is to treat the students as transient students, and therefore we all recognize there's not going to be much of a paper trail here, so we're just allowing those students to come in and register for the classes. Most of the students know what they need, know what they've registered for, and hopefully we can get them into similar classes here at the University of South Alabama.
So they'll be able to complete their credits, and their credits would then be transferable when and if the other universities reopen.
Yes.
Yeah. This must be tough for you.
Well, it's difficult for everyone involved, and we're just trying to do our part to provide opportunities for those people who have encountered this tragic event.
Is there enough dormitory space to accommodate these students?
Well, a lot of our students will come from the area. Those students who had decided to go to those institutions, we'll see a lot of those. And yes, we do have some space. Not knowing what the response will be on Tuesday, there's no way of knowing how we're going to be able to deal with the situation.
David Stearns is Associate Vice President for Enrollment Services at the University of South Alabama in Mobile. He spoke with us yesterday from his home in Mobile.